Today I would like to offer to you of using this meditation in everyday life, to apply to everyday life, to be able to apply to everyday life. It's not just theories or just, you know, closing our eyes and then for a moment taking refuge in this silence and quietness. It is good to be able to do that, but to be able also to take it into everyday life, to use it practically to benefit our lives, to have happiness and, you know, for ourselves and for others. So it is very important. So what can we take from this meditation into everyday life and to apply, isn't it? For example, love. We need love in everyday life, isn't it? Many forms of love. Between parents and children, between partners and relationships, between friends. These are all types of love that we can flourish in life. And if we have wisdom of how to create them, how to cultivate them, then we have, you know, ample love. You know, we are in a sense, most of the people longing for love, looking for love, yet for some couldn't find it, and feeling lonely, rejected, dejected, isolated, you know. So how do we cultivate love, create love, to have love, to give love to others? So what do we find out in meditation? We have to look back again inside ourselves. What has been going on? What has been going on is the mind that we try to focus on this concentration point cannot stay there. It keeps jumping off here, jumping off there, wandering off into the thoughts. You know, constantly we are trying to struggle with that. You know, this mind restlessly going there. What happening there? Is that the moment we forgot to concentrate, the mind just, you know, wander off like that. So like the dog that, you know, take off the leash and it run off like that. You know, it's very hard to control when the dog is, you know, not on the leash, running wild, and then especially it's not obedience or disciplined. It's very hard to control. So we need to be able to notice this, the mind that is, you know, slipping away because of this forgetfulness or unmindfulness. So what we need is mindfulness. So in everyday sense, we say we got to be mindful. The meaning, the depth of this meaning is not deep enough. But in meditation, when we say mindful means for this mind to be constantly aware of this breath here, breathing in and out, that's what we call mindfulness. Ardent, arduous, constant, and, you know, energetically focusing on it. It's different, isn't it? So when we say we need to be mindful in meditation, mean we need to be able to concentrate this mind or consciousness right onto this object of the breath. That's what we are trying to do, awareness or mindfulness. So we find that in meditation we lack awareness, we lack mindfulness, we are forgetful because the mind keeps going there. So we are practicing now, but most of us doesn't practice always. So there are unguarded moments, many unguarded moments in our daily lives. Isn't it? These forgetful moments are the unguarded moments. So what do we do in these unguarded moments when the shield is up? No protection, isn't it? The speech that we have, the actions that we have go along with these feelings and emotions that comes from these unguarded moments, isn't it? So what do we do then, isn't it? So what we do is you know, we hear something that we don't like from our partners, from our parents, from our children, from our friends, from everyone. Then this thing that called, you know, emotions and feelings come up. I don't like this. I don't like to hear this. These words are rude. These words are no good. And these actions are not good. And then anger or disappointment coming first. And then later on transformed to anger, rolling and rolling. Right? So if we were not mindful, now this word mindful has different meaning now. If we were not mindful, we don't notice that happening, what our mind is building up. And we let go unchecked, like the dog without a leash, running wild. So then the emotions and feelings are rolling and rolling, and then we say things that we regret later on, and that damage relationship, breaks relationships up, and we do things with similar effect, isn't it? Coming from these unguarded moments, unmindful moments, that what we've been seeing in this meditation, what unmindful moments do, they just, you know, wander off. So that's what we're seeing. So if we were to practice as a practitioner, then as soon as the feeling of disappointment coming up into our mind, consciousness, there and then we know. Why do we know? Because we are now mindful. That mindfulness that we've been practicing is now helping us. We straight away know, oh, my mind is now disappointed, just by hearing those little words. But your, you know, wisdom comes in from this mindfulness, isn't it? Mindfulness as in, you're mindful that if you let those emotions grow and then comes into anger and hatred, the words you will say, the actions you will do will be not beneficial to anyone. That wisdom comes in. Isn't it? Anger is rolling up. And if you don't control that anger, it's going to damage a lot of things. And then we lost love. That's how we lost love. That's why we don't have love in life. Nobody wants to love us because we are angry, grumpy, we are to be unpleasant with, we got loud mouth, our words are sharp, our actions are hurtful. Who wants to be with us, isn't it? So they leave us. We've got no love now. We say, I want love. Nobody loves me. Why? Because we are not lovable. The answer is so simple. Why unlovable? Isn't it? Because we are not mindful. It comes through the meditation. We don't know what we're talking. We don't know what we're doing coming from this unguarded moments, the mind that is running wild, isn't it? So to have this anger controlled is like fire and water, isn't it? If there is big fire, then not enough water, the fire will consume everything. But if you got enough water, you can, you know, kill the fire. So like that, the more wisdom you have in life, the more you can, you know, get rid of that anger easily, isn't it? What is wisdom? Then we have to ask. Buddhism is investigation, asking questions seriously, you know, and inconsequential. What is, you know, then, you know, wisdom, isn't it? You can ask. So all of us been driving every day, isn't it? You visualize this, the cars are going very fast this way, that way, on the right, on the left, you know, the other side, you know, the opposite lanes, you know, crisscross going, you know, very fast too, you know. Why are you not afraid to drive? You drive safely, you change lane, you look, because you know the rules of the traffic. You know the rules of driving. You are supposed to be on the left lane, you know, if you're not driving fast, or on the right lane, and then when you change lane, you know, look carefully and you signal, you change. When there is red light, you stop. When it's green, you go. You know the rules of the traffic. Then you are safe, even though there are millions of cars on the road, isn't it? So like that, when you know the rules of life, law of nature, what's happening in life, by understanding ourselves, when you hear those words, we don't like it, then we know that other people won't like it too. And then we know from up to this stage, living life so long, what are the things that make people happy, what are the things that make people unhappy. We know that, just that we don't have patience and understanding to be able to put right effort into it, lacking right effort. Right effort means you've got to put work into it. You just sit there and everybody will coming and hugging you and kissing you and loving you. It doesn't happen that way. You've got to put right effort in, you know. When people come back, open the door for them, you know. make a cup of tea, coffee, whatever, for them, you know, ask how's your day. These are the effort you put in. You don't just sit there and I also got tired at work, I don't want to do anything. We got to invest in life. These are investments for love, isn't it? Coming from this understanding of life, understanding the rules of the life, the nature of, you know, life, by seeing through this, you know, a concentrated meditation. So that's what you can bring in every time you have these feelings and emotions coming up, you have this mindfulness coming in. What is it now? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it going to do bad things, bad words, good things, good words? You measure it. And you will notice it when you practice mindfulness. So that's what meditation can help. And then once you practice it, once you know the law of life, you know, you become a person who shape and who make. You make love, you know, you create love. Sorry. You create love, and then you cultivate love in order to be able to be loved. So when you do that, people love you, you know. People always want to be with you. People always want to listen to you because you're nice to be with. And then you always say good things, you know, you all don't say bad things to them, you know. To your children, you know, the same thing, you know. So these are the things, trying to translate these meditation, mindfulness, what we get from this, to everyday life, understanding the law of life, like we need to understand the law of the traffic. And for that, we need to learn, isn't it? What people like, what people don't like. You start listening. What my partner like? What my children like? Of course, you have to play your role as well, but you don't take it anymore of whatever rubbish they give you. You're making it, you're shaping it. To make it into a harmonious, you know, and balanced, you know, relationship. To shape it and to do that way. So you are the maker and shaper now. You don't just sit there and come and love me, please, you know. And then after a bit of a row, you sit there and say, come and apologize me, please. You don't do that anymore. You get out of that little cocoon, prison, and you rise up and you make, you shake things up. So that's how practicing Buddhism in practices, in reality. So I offer this today. Hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.